With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has announced several religion-related actions in recent days. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
During an appearance at last week's National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced he was creating a commission on religious freedom. Later that day, he signed an executive order aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the federal government. And on Friday, the president established a White House faith office. He also raised some eyebrows at the prayer breakfast when he said his Democratic opponents oppose religion and oppose God. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president has also paused the imposition of tariffs on small value packages arriving from China. It's apparently time to give federal agencies time to sort out how to process millions of such shipments that have come through the U.S. border every day, not paying taxes. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Republicans are pushing legislation to help control the flow of fentanyl into the country from the southern and the northern borders.
The Majority Leader said in a statement Thursday, quote, "Fentanyl is pouring across our southern border." But still, Democrats deny the problems that resulted from President Biden's open border policies and refuse to act on the mass poisoning of Americans. Scalise told reporters the president has a different approach.
President Trump laid this out when he issued more tariffs, using that as a weapon to get countries to work with us better on stopping the fentanyl.
He says Trump's policies are having a positive effect.
And you're seeing some of those countries actually respond and do a better job of stopping it from coming into our country and killing so many young people.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Authorities are working to recover the wreckage of a plane crash in western Alaska that killed 10 people, while investigators are trying to determine what caused the small commuter airline to go down in the icy Bering Sea on a trip from Unalaklik to Nome. This is SRN News. The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades. The country's exports to Europe have doubled since 2014, when it was awarded the status of duty-free exporter under the EU's generalized scheme of Preference Plus for developing countries. Maryland Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. The legislation was adopted after a report that exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. The report, which is nearly 500 pages long, included details about 150 Catholic priests and more than 600 victims. This is SRN News. Investigators make arrests in connection to heists involving big names in sports.
Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry and cash from luxury homes. They've been targeting the likes of superstars Patrick Mahomes and Luka Doncic. Federal authorities have just charged a group of Chilean men with stealing some $300,000 worth of items from the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Officials in New York charged two men with fencing stolen items after raiding their pawn shop. Jason Walker reporting.
Dog lovers call the Westminster Kennel Club show the Super Bowl of canine competitions, and this year it falls on the same weekend as the big game. Yesterday's contest included an agility competition won by a border collie named Vanish. Monday and Tuesday are when the big prizes will be handed out. This is SRN News.